Father's Day is rapidly approaching, and if your dad already has a garage full of tools and insists no more ties, then I suggest you try this episode's sponsor, Homefield Apparel. Homefield is a premium brand based in Indianapolis, creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed collegiate wear from over 150 colleges. They dive deep into each school's history, finding unique logos and mascots to craft nostalgic designs. So for a Father's Day gift to knock out the competition, why don't you take your dad down memory lane of his college glory years when he was big man on campus? You can do this by making sure you head to homefieldapparel.com. Again, that's homefieldapparel.com.
We're glad you found us again. This is the podcast of the football history headlines on a daily basis from pigskindispatch.com. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the last game without any scoring at all, a Cleveland Browns game filled with records, and the repeal of a law that allowed pro football to enter into Pennsylvania, coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes once again of PigskinDispatch.com, and we're glad you could join us on this podcast where we will go into the gridiron memories of yesteryear for November 7th in the football history headlines. So let's start things off in Pennsylvania on November 7th, 1933. Voters of Pennsylvania overturned a blue law by permitting sports to be played on Sundays. This is big news for both the new franchises of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who would later be called the Steelers. The NFL awarded franchises to both cities earlier in 1933 based on the speculation that voters would choose to repealing the Pennsylvania Sunday blue laws in that year's general election. Why were Sundays so important to the NFL? An article on the website ElwoodCityLedger.com from January 2015 has the answer. Being able to play on Sundays was imperative for professional football at the time because college football, which monopolized the autumn Saturdays, was more popular than the pro game and by a relatively wide margin. It wouldn't be until decades later that the pro game would be even close to that of the college game popularity. The article brings up a very interesting point. Even though the very first paid pro player was in the Pittsburgh area, William Pudge Heffelfinger, who had been paid $500 in 1892 for a game, but alas, there were no NFL teams in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania until these cities in 1933 were awarded franchises. Our next headline goes down the timeline to November 7th, 1943, Briggs Stadium, Detroit, Michigan. The last scoreless tie in the NFL occurred when the Detroit Lions hosted the New York Football Giants in front of a crowd of 16,992 fans. The website, f64sports.com, tells us that the weather and the field conditions are every bit as irresponsible as the defenses and inept offenses as it was a rainy day and a muddy, sloppy track on the turf. And remember, 0-0 never happened again in the NFL. Let's skip down that football timeline to about 9 years, and we'll go to November 7th, 1954. The Cleveland Browns win by their largest margin of victory in a crushing defeat of the Washington Redskins by the score of 62-3. That same game, the Browns' Chet Hanulak set a club record with 7 punt returns, according to OnThisDay.com. Then we go to November 7th, 1987, South Bend, Indiana. The third edition of the College Football Holy War took place as Notre Dame defeated Boston College by the score of 32-25. Again, this comes from OnThisDay.com. Then we'll go a few years in the future from that. November 7th, 1992, South Bend, Indiana again. Another College Football Holy War arises once again as the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame overpowered Boston College Eagles by a score of 54-7. Again, OnThisDay.com brings that to us. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Hi, folks. Are you curious about some of the unique players, teams, games, and events of pro football's past? If you are, please check out my bi-weekly podcast, The Pigskin Past. I'm Joe Zagorski, a member of the Pro Football Writers of America and the Pro Football Researchers Association. I've written 3 books about pro football history, and I'm currently writing my 4th. Now, my era of expertise is the 1970s in the NFL. Heck, I even have a Facebook page by that title, and my very first book also has the same title, The NFL in the 1970s. But every now and then I check out a different era, so I might surprise you. Anyway, if you like pro football history, please check out my bi-weekly segment here called The Pigskin Past when you get a chance. I think you'll enjoy it.
One of our main missions of this podcast and on pigskindispatch.com is to preserve the football history for generations to come, and for all of us now to reflect back and learn a little bit about our past and where the games come through of the pigskin. So we'll do that by celebrating the Hall of Fame birthdays that are celebrated today, because we go day by day throughout the year on this podcast. So we'll go to November 7th, 1938, Granada, Mississippi. It marked the birth of Jake Gibbs, a quarterback that played for Ole Miss. Jake played for the Rebels from 1958 through the 1960 season, and Ole Miss held a record of 29-3-1 during his time there. The website footballfoundation.org informs the reader that in his senior season of 1960, the team was 10 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie, and was voted as a national champion by the Football Writers Association. Gibbs was a unanimous choice for an All-American at quarterback. The National Football Foundation selected Jake Gibbs to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in 1995. After school, Jake became a professional athlete, but it wasn't on the gridiron despite his collegiate success. He played 10 years as a catcher with the New York Yankees from 1962 through 1971. We hope that you enjoyed the rich history of the game of football that we shared with you today. And don't forget, tomorrow, we're going to go over November 8th's football history headlines. And in them, we're going to tell you a little tease. It's going to be about the NFL's longest field goal is kicked. POTUS paves the way for a new and bigger NFL. And a new style helmet is granted a patent. All on tomorrow's podcast. So hit the subscribe button or subscribe to our email by writing pigskindispatch@gmail.com and get on the list. You have it in your email inbox each and every day. I'm looking out at the defense, and I got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, for pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on your email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have 2 great ones for you this summer. For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, The Definitive History by author Dave Zarum, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest.
Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, available online or at your favorite bookstore.